AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Amid growing scrutiny over U.S. strikes against alleged drug boats, the Navy Admiral, who oversees military operations in Latin America, has retired. Sagar Magani has a report.
Combatant commanders usually serve 3 to 4 years. Alvin Holsey has stepped down as Southern Command's top officer a year into the job. In farewell remarks, he did not mention either the strikes or why he's retiring early, instead stressing the need to support the rule of law.
To be a trusted partner, we must be credible, present, and engaged.
Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane praised Holsey as a stoic, selfless leader.
We will always be grateful, Bull, for the gift of a great example.
Congress has launched bipartisan probes of the boat strikes. Holsey briefed top lawmakers just days before turning over command. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Days of torrential rain have triggered historic flooding in Washington state. National Guard troops went door-to-door this morning to evacuate the farming city of Burlington, north of Seattle. Governor Bob Ferguson.
The situation is extremely unpredictable. We saw that in Burlington last night, where there was a situation where literally in the middle of the night, about 1,000 folks had to flee their homes in a really dire situation. It is very unpredictable. We are all doing the very best we can to provide the best information.
And Gethin Kulbaugh has the latest on a legal case.
Prosecutors say fired University of Michigan football coach Sharon Moore threatened to kill himself in front of a woman with whom he had been having an affair after she broke off the relationship and reported it to school officials. He was charged with stalking and home invasion. The university fired the 39-year-old Wednesday, saying he had an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. He was subsequently arrested and spent 2 nights in jail. An assistant prosecutor said Moore was fired after the woman told university officials he had repeatedly called and texted her. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. Social media posts luring skiers into Vermont's backcountry.
That means inexperienced resort goers are skiing out of bounds, finding themselves lost in the woods and in need of rescue. John Wasey at Stowe Mountain Rescue.
Responded to a 911 call for two lost skiers. One was a skier, one was a snowboarder, two 19-year-olds who had ended up in a terrain trap.
The rescue now sees around 8 missions to help multiple lost skiers per season, compared to around 3 only 5 years ago. That doesn't include rescues by Mount Mansfield Ski Patrol inbounds at the resort. As a lifelong skier, Wasey understands the pull to find fresh snow, but he says there are ways to ski it safely.
I love watching the videos myself. However, what I would urge everyone to do is to go carefully, learn how to do this carefully.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.